I'd like to call the meeting to order. It looks like we have a quorum.
We do.
Okay. Could we get a motion to approve?
Do you approve the minutes as presented? I'll second. Judge?
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Okay, staff report.
All right.
Attachment 3A, Curtis.
Jumping the gun. Yes, Attachment 3A shows our financial progress report through October 31st. You'll see we expended about 26% of the budget, and we are right where we need to be for the fiscal year. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Seeing as there's no questions, can I have a motion to approve?
Sheriff Rittman.
Sheridan Hudson.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Moving on to the technical progress report from Curtis, please.
All right, thank you again. So the big thing I wanted to talk about was the new infrastructure bill that was passed recently since our last meeting. I will say it was kind of riddled with some good and some bad from our perspective. Starting off with the bad, it appears that the bill primarily emphasizes nationally competitive grants versus, say, our traditional STBG or CMAQ program. It appears that we will be getting about a 4% per year increase in STBG. That was not exactly what we were hoping for. We were hoping for a little more. CMAQ is going to be increased about 2% per year. And then the TASA program, though, is getting like a one-time bump of 30-some percent, and then going to be attached to also get another 4% per year after that. The bulk of the $1 trillion, half of it isn't really transportation, and of the $500 billion that is, only about half of that is the true reauthorization act that keeps the gas tax, all the funding that basically from the Highway Trust Fund that keeps our programs going. So unfortunately, we're not going to see a huge influx of money when it comes to most of our programs. Now, on the flip side, there is more than, $15 billion that's going to be made available for nationwide competitive grants. These are grants that, when you think about it, it's not going to be like the one project. With the amount of money that they've got, it's not going to be one project in the state getting a Tiger grant. It could be 15 projects in the state getting Tiger grants or whatever the grant is. There's going to be multiple new grant programs. We we've talked to our tech tip about this, is how do we position ourselves with our funding to enable as many communities as possible to be in the best situation as possible to leverage our funds to get that funding as we approach those new programs. My understanding is it could be as soon as, late January, March, that we even start to see some programmatic, some new program guidance coming out, NOFAs, et cetera. We will be keeping abreast of that, but there is going to be a lot of money being pushed in the pipeline here soon. And the big recommendation is, too, not only is if you have a project that you're going to go for, obviously let us know and we will do all of our letter writing, et cetera, but it's also really important to let our congressional representation know, because they're going to be able to influence this more than they have been in the past, since there were earmarks. Now they will be the ones that can lobby the transportation, the DOT, for your projects. So I think that's an important thing to note. Another aside to this is there are going to be a couple of new programs that AMETs might be required to participate in. Including things like resiliency planning, climate change planning, and also we are now supposed to be getting into the housing game. So we might need to be doing some reports that marry housing to transportation. So that'll be a whole new arena for our urbanized area that we haven't gone into before. Overall, though, it doesn't appear to be that fundamentally different from the bill that we've been working under. And finally, I guess it's good news but also bad news for our members, is that one element of the program that did go up was the AMATs of the fiscal, when we go through our budget, the AMATs CPG funding, which funds basically staff salary, planning grants, our PMG contracts, got a pretty big increase. So Our budget's going up to about $1.8 million, which does need to be matched 10% by ODOT, 10% for locals. So we will be having to restructure, not restructure our dues, but our dues numbers will look different because they will include that roughly 20% increase or whatever.
What year?
In fiscal year 2023. So in January, Heather will be doing her work program, and we usually have a draft dues. That'll be dues that will be in July. You know, that's when we'll send the invoices out, and it'll start that fiscal year. So, like I said, typically now we collect about $160,000 in dues, and we'll have to collect $180,000 in dues if we want to be able to utilize that. The positive thing about it is that I think, you know, it gives us a chance to potentially put more dollars on the street for planning, for grants, for signal timing optimization, for all these things that we've discussed, you know, our like our pavement contract that we do. I think there's a lot of exciting things that we can be planning for, that we can be thinking about here in the next 6 months as we await to get those funds. So it's a lot. You know, I don't have all the answers yet. I've been watching lots of webinars and things that are telling us all the information. But as we get more of it, we will share it with our members and keep you guys in the loop and go from there. So I'd be happy to answer any questions. Oh, I'm sorry. One other thing. The state legislator, the Senate today at the state level has talked about and introduced a bill to postpone the gas tax increase that just happened 3 years ago. I believe the postponement is for 5 years, is what I saw. You know, because gas prices are high. Unfortunately, obviously, I think that would be a issue that our board would not support. You know, I don't think, my understanding was as of this morning, like the governor's office and ODOT were not aware that this was going to be happening, but there is a movement right now to suspend the increase that was passed three years ago. So if you are talking to any of your state reps in the near future, you might want to just remind them that, hey, that's what really got us through the last 2 years on the state side was that funding. So just keep your eyes on that one as well, and we'll keep you posted if we think we need to do anything as an organization to enter that discussion.
Is it planned to be voted on this year?
I don't know that yet. All I know is that it was introduced, and I don't know if anyone else has more. Chad, did you get any more information this morning?
I just know Senate Bill 277.
Senate Bill 277. I do not know who introduced it.
Is it wrong?
I don't know. I said better not.
All I know is that I read from the lobbyist for our trade association was that it included votes from members that, or is introduced by members that approved the gas tax increase 3 years ago. So it's, so some people have flipped on it.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Merry Christmas to all.
Okay, seeing as there's no questions, we'll move on to the AMAC's federal funds report. It's attachment 3C, Dave Filet.
Thank you. A couple items I'd like to touch on concerning the federal funds report, attachment 3C. One thing I'd like to bring to your attention is we are almost halfway through fiscal year 22, and we have a lot of projects left to sell yet, STPG projects and CMAC and TASA projects, and almost $15.7 million of our funding is still unencumbered. So there's 11 projects, there's 24 projects remaining to sell, so we have a lot of projects to sell in these two upcoming third and fourth quarters. And if there's any, if you have any issues whatsoever, please let us know, because we don't want to let anything slip or not make it in 22 that's scheduled. And with the material shortages and labor shortages and petroleum prices rising, I'm just guessing too that we won't have the luxury of the low bids that we've had in the last year or so. So anyhow, if there's any issues you have, please let us know, and we will do what we can to help you make that project happen. And also, one other thing I wanted to touch on, we just concluded another round of funding. I'll be discussing that in more detail later in the meeting. We had a total of 66 applications requesting $78.6 million, and unfortunately, we only had about $30 million to work with. So, as you can see, the needs are so much greater than what's available. And this was also the first time that we did funding with our new PDIP program, the Project Incentive Program, where you can actually reduce your local match to 10% up to $100,000. So that's all I have for federal funding. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Seeing as there's no questions, we'll move on to new business and do the STP D program, Dave Filet, and that's attachment 5A.
Okay, thank you. As promised, I told you I would discuss our new round of funding. I do want to make one point perfectly clear now. What we're doing is I'm going to briefly review the projects, and I'm going to let you take it with you. I'm going to let you take the scoring, the projects, the scoring, the results with you. And we are not actually planning to approve these at this meeting. We'll approve these at our January meeting. I just simply want to distribute the projects and the scoring and give you a little time to look at it and to contact us if you have any concerns. The first category is the Surface Transportation Block Grant, STBG. We had 16 projects that were submitted under this program. A total of $47.8 million was requested, and we had about $14 million available. STBG is typically your larger projects. The maximum amount that's allowed to request is $6 million. So these are typically your larger projects, and typically there's less of these that we can fund. So that will be table one in your handout attachment 5A, the STBG projects. The next category is resurfacing. This is a very popular program. This is kind of a subcategory of STBG. It's funded through STBG. This is for resurfacing only. A maximum of $700,000 is available per project. And we had a total of 33 projects submitted, and with a total of $20.5 million requested. This program also had $14 million available, but with the average request being $621,000, we were able, I think we'll be able to get quite a ways down the list. So this project is probably the one that where we get the most projects for the money. So that's table two. And then table three is the TASA, the Transportation Alternative Set-Aside. We had 13 projects submitted under TASA funding. A total of $10.2 million was requested. And at the time of this report being put together, I said that we have a total of $2 million available, but I think that with the new transportation bill, we are going to plan to have around $4 million. So that is the one program, as Curtis alluded to earlier, that did receive a significant increase under the new transportation bill. So that is table three in your handout. I didn't work too close with CASA projects. Curtis works closer with those than I do, so if you have any specific questions, you can call him and he'd be glad to go over his story. And that's all I have. This, once again, is just something to take with you and look at, and we'll do a firm approval at our January meeting. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to take them. Yes?
Dave, just a quick question. I see on SPVG a couple of projects are $6.1 million.
Oh, okay. Yes, our maximum ask is $6 million. The maximum we allow a sponsor to ask for is $6 million. But if they propose to use our new PDIP program, our new Project Development Incentive Program, it actually cuts down their local share by $100,000, and $100,000 gets tacked on to the federal share. So that is also true with resurfacing. You will see some resurfacing projects where we're giving a resurfacing project. I believe it was $787,000, and that's because they were taking advantage of PDIP. And that, what that does is that reduces their local share, and then that gets picked up by the federal share.
And the key will be that they meet the deadlines required of PDIP, which to get that additional funding.
Right.
And it's, it's not that much. I mean, it's obviously $100,000, but I was just wondering, because I saw the rest of the projects were always at $6 million, and that kind of a hard line. Second question was CASA. When will we know about the additional money?
We will be bringing these projects for approval in January, and that's when we will make the final recommendation. We'll show where we think the number is. So we'll have that in the next mail out. We'll show how far we think we can go down.
I heard that the scoring might change, but is the scoring
for the project,
correct?
Yeah, no. I mean, we did receive a comment from a citizen that questioned some of the scoring, and I did go back with him and explain and justify why we scored things the way we did, and I haven't found any errors yet. No one's, everything's just basically. Sometimes, we try to keep, with TASA, because it's a little more subjective, we still try to keep guidelines on how much we'll give certain types of projects. And sometimes I think citizens think, oh, well, that should just be a low, or that should be, and so they kind of debate that, but that's typically not what we do. So.
Thank you.
Seeing as there's no other questions, we'll move on to resolutions. 2021-16, attachment 6A. David?
Okay, thank you. Attachment 6A is an actual resolution 2021-16. We are asking you to approve the new CMAC projects that were selected by the statewide committee for the AMAT area. The AMATS had 13 project applications, and we received $12.6 million, which was enough to fund seven of the 13 projects. And the seven projects are listed in the attachment. State Route, the first one is in Streetsboro, State Route 303 and 14. An intersection improvement. It's the east intersection. The next two are bus purchases, metro and part of bus purchases. And then Arlington Road in Green is receiving funding for two roundabouts on Arlington Road, which is south of 619. Darrell Road, State Route 91, and Kent Road, State Route 59, and Stowe is receiving funding for signal improvements. And finally, downtown Hudson is receiving funding for signal improvements. Those are the seven projects that were selected and funded. And those are the seven projects we're asking you to approve through this resolution. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Seeing as there's no questions, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved. McCleary.
Second, Judge.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Moving on to Resolution 2021-17, Attachment 6D. David.
Okay, thanks again. This is a rather lengthy amendment. This is Amendment 14, and it involves revising 14 projects. And part of the reason that we have so many projects on this amendment is this is our last meeting in 2021, and we ODOT has to have their lockdown schedule firmed up, and some of these pertain to that, and we also want to make some changes as projects either advance or slip a little bit. But I'm just going to briefly go over the projects. I'm not going into a lot of detail. There's 14 projects. Four of them involve revising the schedule. Three of them involve revising the funding. And then two of them revise the funding and scope. And four of them are new projects being added. Now, I'll briefly go over the four that are where the schedule is being revised is Ravenna Road Bridge in Portage County, Eastern Road in the city of Norton, Freedom Trail in Portage County, and Freedom Trail in the cities of Taomi, Stowe, and Kent, and then Freedom Trail Phase 4 in the city of Akron. The three projects that we're revising the funding on is we're adding funding to the Cuyahoga Valley National Park Pet Bridge in Boston Township. And then there's two projects in Cuyahoga Falls that we are just swapping out STBT funding, and we're replacing it with funding from the Coronavirus Recovery Act so that we could free up that STBT funding for other needs. The two projects where the funding and the scope is being altered is Cleveland-Maslin Road, Part 1 and Part 2 in Coffey Township. These are two projects adjacent to each other, and we just want to combine them into one project. And then Wooster Road and Robinson Avenue in Barberton. And then the four projects that are being added to the TIP is Monroe Falls is a resurfacing job, West Ohio Avenue in Ripman, the Rubber City Heritage Trail Segment B, that was scheduled in 25 and we're moving it up to 24, so falls in this TIP, and then Wooster Road and State Road in Barberton. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Seeing as there's no questions, can I have a motion to approve?
And I so move.
Second, Judge.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Moving on to other business. And that's the nominations for the 2022 officers.
As part of the selection committee, I would like to recommend Mayor Newt Bauer as chair and Mickey Marazzi as vice chair.
I'll second that. Is that a motion? Is that your motion?
That is my motion.
Okay. I'll second that.
Any other nominations? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. So finally, the 2 years for Mayor Clark have come to an end. And so we wanted to share our appreciation with her with the certificate. which she can put right next to the pictures of her family. So I'm sure we'll go nice. But I think, as you all know, the last 2 years have been an incredibly tumultuous time for all of us. And, you know, for AMATS in particular, with a group of a voting body of 40 members trying to navigate things like Zoom meetings and all the things we've gone through, Mayor Clark has been exceptionally flexible and helpful as we went through that process. And I think we were very lucky to have her help steward the ship through this. So, Mayor, we appreciate it. If we could give her a round of applause.
I want to thank all of you for this. Thank all of you for helping me through a lot of rough times, answering questions for me. And I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Seeing as there's no other business, a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Sheridan.
Sheridan, call in second. All right. Thank you very much.